This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday promised aid to Lebanon following a blast that killed 145 people. But he reassured angry citizens reeling from the explosion that no blank checks will be given to its leaders unless they enact reforms and end corruption. Macron called for an international inquiry into the devastating explosion that generated a seismic shock felt across the region, saying it was an urgent signal to carry out anti-corruption reforms demanded by a furious population. Dozens are still missing after Tuesday's explosion at the port that injured 5,000 people and left up to 250,000 without habitable homes. U.S. tech giant Microsoft has expanded its talks on TikTok to a potential deal that would include buying the global operations of the fast-growing video sharing app, according to a report by the Financial Times Thursday. Microsoft declined to comment on the report. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate voted Thursday to bar the app from being downloaded onto U.S. government employees' telephones, intensifying U.S. scrutiny of the popular app. The bill, passed by the Republican-controlled Senate, now goes to the House of Representatives, led by Democrats. Reuters reports Facebook has objected to a world court request from Gambia to release posts and communications by member of Myanmar's military police. Gambia has accused Myanmar of genocide against the Rohingya Muslim minority. Facebook said the request was, quote, extraordinarily broad, end quote, and would constitute, quote, special and unbounded access, end quote, to accounts. The case before the United Nations International Court of Justice, or World Court, in The Hague, accuses Myanmar of violating the 1948 UN Convention on Genocide.